Farther Out and Mother Home. The snow-white clouds did float on high, in shoals of o'er the sheening sky, and running waves in pond did chase each other on the water's face, as huffling wind did blow between the new-leaved boughs a sheening green. And there, the while I waked along the path drew lees above the drong, a little maid with blooming face went on uphill with nimble pace, leaning to the right-hand side to carry a basket that did ride, a-hanging down wi' all his heft upon her elbow at her left. And yet she hardly seemed to bruise the grass blades wi' her tiny shoes that passed each other left and right in steps almost too quick for sight. But she'd a' left her mother's door, a-bearing from her little store her feather's welcome bit of food, where he were out at work in wood. And she were blessed wi' more than some, a feather out and mother home. And there, a velda in the copse, below the timber's new-leaved tops, were ashen poles, a-cast in straight on primrose beds, their lengthy white, below the yaller light, a shed drew boughs upon the violet's head, be climbing ivy that did reach a sheenin' round the dead-leaved beech. And there her feathers at, and made his homely meal beside a glade, while she, a-crooping down to ground, did pull the flowers where she found a drooping violet out in bluth, or yaller primrose in the luth, that she might carry em proudly back and zet em on her mother's tack. For she were blessed wi' more than some, a feather out and mother home. A feather out and mother home be blessings soon a-lost be some, a-lost be me. And so I prayed they mid be spared, the little maid.